When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Rehearsing Black Power. In 1522, the first African slave rebellion took place in the so-called New World. It was led by Enriquillo and was so successful that the King of Spain had no option but to give Enriquillo and all of the blacks and Caribs who fought with him all of the rights that were due any Spaniard. Enriquillo's rebellion made it clear that the Africans that were brought as slaves didn't accept being dominated as easily as the Caribs did. By resisting, they not only empowered themselves, they empowered the Caribs as well. This enabled the blacks to battle successfully against white power.
And their willingness to
fight back using whatever means necessary is what eventually converted the Caribbean into a dangerous spot for the white invaders and white power in general. Spain had committed its resources to exploiting other parts of the Caribbean, South and Central America, that promised more immediate riches, and was forced to abandon San Domingo as a result. The French took control of the area, called the colonists Saint Domingue, and before long had converted it into the most valuable and richest colony in the world. By the mid-1740s and early 1750s, the commercial strategy of San Domingo's merchants had become crystal clear: to produce as much sugar, rum, coffee, and other goods as possible, and sell as much of them as possible to the 13 colonies in North America that would become known as the United States of America. But there were telltale signs that there were a lot of Enriquillos among the blacks in San Domingo. There was a major slave rebellion in Haiti in 1724, another in 1730, and still others in 1734 and 1740. Added to this were the constant rebellious activities of the Maroons, maroon slaves who had run away from the plantations and established their own governments in the mountains and swamps. By 1750, there were more than 3,000 Maroons in San Domingo. Usually, they formed separate bands, but occasionally a strong leader would come along who could unite all of them. The greatest of these Maroon leaders appeared in the 1750s and went by the name of Macondo. Macondo decided he would unite all of the blacks and drive the whites out of San Domingo. Macondo and members of his band went from plantation to plantation, organizing a rebellion of slaves throughout the island. To make it harder for the whites to put up resistance, Macondo had prepared a poisonous herb that was to be given to whites in their water and refreshments at the appropriate time. In spite of having lost one hand due to an accident, Macondo was furious. He went to a plantation one night to recruit, got drunk, and was either betrayed or bragged aloud about his plans. Whichever the case, he was taken prisoner and burned alive that same night. In the absence of one betrayal or one night of drunkenness, the blacks in Haiti might have gained their independence before the whites in the 13 colonies to the north. But Macondo did get betrayed, drink too much or talk too much, and the French got a temporary reprieve from the ultimate challenge to their authority. Macondo was dead, but his plans were alive and kicking among some free blacks, some slaves, and nearly every maroon community. Though appearances gave a different impression to some observers, black power in San Domingo was simply biding its time.